after she washes the dishes, then she
sets the table and hollers soup's on.
Okay. What did you call that cloth or rag that you use when you wash dishes?
Dish towel. Dish cloth.
Okay. What do you call the thing when you're drying them? Same thing or something
else? Dish towel,
Dish towel, too.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the little rag you wash your face with?
Bath cloth.
After you bathe, what do you use to dry off with?
Towel.
When you worked in the field and they brought water out in a cart or a wagon, what was that container called that they brought the water out in?
They didn't bring it. I carried it in a jug or bucket as I went. Or I didn't get any if I didn't take it.
Well, okay. What do you turn on at the water?
Faucet.
Okay. Did it have something? Did that thing in the field that you took out have anything that you could turn?
No.
It was you just poured it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Used a dipper.
Just a dipper?
I just turned it up and drank out of the jug.
That was the quick way.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were talking about water pipes and stuff like that, you might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
Okay. What would the, what might happen to a water pipe burst?
They burst.
Yeah. Okay. People used to buy flour in a big
barrel.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know about this. What did molasses come in when you used to buy a whole bunch of it at once? Did it come in anything special?
Well, you could get it in a barrel, but we always got it in gallon buckets, and when we made syrup, that's what we put it in, gallon buckets.
Taylor, it was barrel. 55-gallon barrel is stored the syrup.
55 gallons.
They'd pour it out of them.
That 55-gallon barrel and you carried you an old tin bucket to get it. Whatever you wanted.
How would you keep it after you got the syrup?
Just bring it like in a quart jar or half gallon
jar.
Yeah.
What about lard that you had to buy? Did you buy lard in anything particular? Did it have
50 pound can.
It was a 50-pound can?
Yeah, in lard cans. Yeah. We used to buy it a whole can at a time.
Big. Mm-hmm. Let's see, if you had a salt box that didn't have a spout on it, you might make something like, something like that, you know,
mm-hmm,
so it would pour, be
mm-hmm.
funnel. Okay. Let's see, what do you use to make the horses go faster if you were riding in a buggy?
A whip.
Yeah. Okay. If you bought fruit at a